Masechet Avodah Zarah Perek He, Mishnah Aleph, will continue talking about Yayin Nesech. Not only is direct benefit of Yayin Nesech prohibited, but even some sort of ancillary benefit would be prohibited as well. Mishnah says, Hasocheret HaPoel La'asot Imo Beyen Nesech. If an idol worshiper hires a Jewish worker to move Yayin Nesech barrels for him, to, for example, pour the wine into barrels, or to move barrels of Yayin Nesech from place to place, Secharo Asur. The wages, the money that's being paid, is prohibited to benefit from. You're not allowed to benefit at all from the money being paid to work on Yayin Nesech. It's a rabbinic law that Hachamim put into place in order to really set us very far away from idol worship. And we're talking about actually wine that was used as libation wine. You have to stay very, very far away from it. The prohibition is so strict that you're not allowed to have anything to do with Yayin Nesech, and the rabbis extended this as well to Stam Yenam also. Secharo La'asotimo melacha acheret. But if the idol worshiper hired the Jewish worker to do other work for him, let's say to move regular barrels that do not contain any Yayin Nesech, afal pi she'amarlo ha'aved li havit shel Yayin Nesech mimakom lemakom, secharo mutad. Even though the worker eventually was told, do me a favor, move this barrel of Yayin Nesech from this place to that place, and the worker followed what he was told, the wage, the payment for the other work that he did is permitted to benefit from. So let's say he was being paid per barrel that he moved. Okay, so he can't benefit from the moving of the Yayin Nesech barrel, but from all of the other barrels that he moved, it would be permissible. Another case. Hasocheret ha-hamor la-havi aleha Yayin Nesech. If an idol worshiper rented a donkey from a Jew in order to transport Yayin Nesech on it, sechara asur, the fee, the rental fee for the donkey, is prohibited to benefit from. Sechara leshev aleha, if the idol worshiper though rented the donkey in order to sit on it, to ride on it, afal pi sheniach ha'oved kochavim legino aleha, sechara mutad. Even if the idol worshiper put a jug of Yayin Nesech onto it, the fee that he's paying, the rental fee, is permitted for the Jewish owner of the donkey to benefit from, because he's being paid here for the ride, the transportation, for the person, not for the Yayin Nesech. And when he happened to put it on, it wasn't part of the deal, therefore he's still allowed to benefit from the payment for the transportation.